ما بعد، حياكم الله جميعا، ونبدأ بحمد الله عز وجل على تيسر مثل هذا اللقاء، وشكر الله سبحانه وتعالى على نعمه، ثم نردف الشكر لإدارة الأوقاف في دبي ومن كان سببا في مثل هذه الدورات، ونسأل الله عز وجل التوفيق والقبول لنا جميعا. سنقرأ نحن وإياكم هذا المتن، وهو عمدة الطالب، كتاب الصيام منه، وهذا الكتاب من كتب الفقه الحنبلي للإمام منصور بن يونس الشهير بالبهوتي المصري الحنبلي، توفي سنة 1051 للهجرة، وكان صاحب علم وفقه، رحل إليه الناس لأخذ مذهب الإمام أحمد عنه، وله مؤلفات منها كشاف القناع والروض المربع، ومنها هذا المتن على المذهب الحنبلي.
So that which we're going to read, it is the Matn of Umdat al-Talib, and is a book that clarifies, or we're going to read specifically the book of fasting from it. This is the book of Hanbali Fiqh, Father Imam Mansur ibn Yunus, well known as Al-Buhuti. He is that Masri Hanbali. He is from Egypt, and he's a Hanbali scholar who died in the year 1051 after the Hijrah. He's a sahib of ilm. He's a person of knowledge, a person of fiqh, to whom the people would travel from all over the world in order to take the fiqh of Imam Ahmed from him. And he has many books from them, Kashf, Kina'a, and likewise, Wurud Murabbi.
بمناسبة قرب شهر الصيام، بلغنا الله وإياكم هذا الشهر وجعلنا وإياكم فيه من المقبولين. خليه سريع حسن.
Now, so the study of this book is due to the nearness of the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah Ta'ala to make us to reach it, to make us from those who reach it safe and secure.
الصيام في اللغة الإمساك، وأما في
Fasting in the Arabic,
الاصطلاح
English.
فهو إمساك بنية مخصوصة عن أشياء مخصوصة في وقت مخصوص.
Fasting in the Arabic language, it means imsak, withhold. And in the Sharia, it means withholding with a specific intention from specific things during a specific time frame.
الصيام فرض واجب بالنص والإجماع، فرض سنة 2 للهجرة، ولذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صام 9 رمضانات.
So fasting became obligatory, something which is obligatory. It is wajib by way of the text and by way of ijma'. It became obligatory in the second year after the Hijrah of the Prophet alayhi salam. So therefore he fasted 9 consecutive Ramadans.
وفرض في قوله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم، وكان أولا على التخيير بين الصوم أو دفع أو الإطعام، ثم ثبت هذا الحكم وهو التخيير للشيخ والشيخة، يعني من الكبير العاجز، وبقي أو انتقل على غيرهم من التخيير إلى الفرضية، أصبح فرضا على كل مسلم عاقل بالغ.
So fasting became obligatory by way of the statement of Allah Ta'ala, only who believe fasting has been made obligatory upon you as it was made obligatory upon those before you, so that perhaps you can attain the taqwa of Allah. In the beginning of the affair, the person had a choice whether to fast or to feed the poor person. He says, then the ruling came to be such that the elder man, the elder woman who was incapable of fasting, they had the choice. However, it remained as an obligation upon every Muslim who is baligh, who is mature, and who has sound intellect.
ومن أسباب فرضه وحكم ذلك أنه بلاء وامتحان من الله، لأنه ترك لمحبوب، المحبوب هو الأكل والشرب والشهوة، بخلاف الزكاة فهو ابتلاء من حيث أنها بذل لمحبوب، الأول ترك لمحبوب والثاني بذل لمحبوب.
So from the reasons of this obligation and the wisdom behind that is a test from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. A person leaves off that which he loves. So he's leaving off his food, leaving off his drink, and leaving off his desires. In opposition to the affair of zakat, because with the zakat, one is giving that which he loves. So the first, one leaves off what he loves, and the second, one gives that which he loves.
ففي فضله كثير من الآيات والأحاديث، ومن جملة ذلك أن الصوم جنة أي وقاية للعبد من النار. نعم.
Well, as a relation to the virtue of fasting, the many verses in the hadith have come indicating this. And from them is the statement that fasting is a shield, meaning it is a protection from the fire.
الصائمون يوفون أجرهم بغير حساب. نعم.
Fasting people were given their reward without any reckoning.
فم الصائم أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك. نعم.
The breath of the fasting person is sweeter with Allah Ta'ala than the smell of musk.
أتان فرحة عند فطره وفرحة عند لقاء ربه. نعم.
Fasting person has two joys: the joy when he breaks his fast, and likewise when he meets his Lord.
القيام من أعظم أسباب دخول الجنة، بل باب خاص من أبواب الجنة وهو الريان، يدخله أهل الصيام. نعم.
Fasting is amongst the means to enter into the paradise. Rather, you find that يعني the fasting people have a specific door through which they will enter paradise, that is باب الريان.
الصيام والقرآن يشفعان لصاحبهما. نعم.
Fasting and the Quran intercede for their companion.
صيام رمضان إلى رمضان كفارة لما بينهما. نعم.
Fasting in Ramadan to the next Ramadan is an expiation for what occurs between them.
وفي رمضان أيضا تصفد الشياطين وتفتح أبواب الجنة، تغلق أبواب النيران. نعم.
Likewise, in Ramadan, the doors of paradise are opened up, the shayateen are chained up, the doors of the hellfire are closed off.
الله تعالى يجب صوم رمضان برؤية هلاله.
Allah Ta'ala has made fasting of Ramadan obligatory with the sighting of the Hilal.
مع صحو ليلة الثلاثين أفطروا.
And if it is not sighted by the end of the 30th night, the one is not to fast.
دونه غيم أو قتر أو نحوه وجب صومه بنية رمضان احتياطا، ويجزي وإن ظهر منه.
If cloudiness, fog, or the likes obscures it from being seen, it is obligatory to fast it with the intention of it being Ramadan out of precaution, and it will suffice him if there is evident to him.
صيام رمضان يجب بحالتين، إما
Fasting in Ramadan,
برؤية هلاله وإما بإكمال شعبان 30 يوما.
fasting in Ramadan is made obligatory by way of one of two affairs, either with the sighting of the Hilal or with the completion of the month of Sha'ban as being 30 days.
أما رؤية هلاله فمن قوله تعالى: فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه.
As for the first, which is with the Hilal, then we have the statement of Allah Ta'ala, He who amongst you who witnesses the month, let him fast it.
بقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث ابن عمر: رأيتموه فصوموا، وإذا رأيتموه فأفطروا.
Likewise, the hadith of Ibn Umar, which he mentioned, the Prophet said that when you see it, fast, when you see it again, discontinue fasting.
هذا الهلال له صفة معلومة عند من يتراءى الهلال، وهو أن يرى ويغيب بعد غروب الشمس، فإن غاب قبل الغروب هو الليلة السابقة، ولا يعتبر من يعني يعتبر إكمال للشعبان، يعني لا بد أن يرى الهلال بعد الغروب ولو لحظات. أما إن رؤي وغاب قبل غروب الشمس فهنا لا يعتبر رؤية انتهاء الشهر.
So this hilal, it has certain sifat that are well known. From that, it is seen after the setting of the sun. If it happens to have been seen before the setting of the sun, it is not considered to be, it's not considered to be the month of Ramadan. Rather, it's still considered to be Sha'ban. So we must sight it after the sun has set, even if a few seconds after. As long as it is seen before the sun has set, that is
وليلة
considered to be from
30
Sha'ban.
إن كانت صحوة بمعنى أنها أو أنه لا يحول بين الناس ورؤية الهلال شيء من غيم أو قتر، يعني بمعنى غبار أو دخان، بحيث لا يرى الناس الهلال، فإن لم يرى فهنا لا بد من إكمال شعبان 30 يوما. هذه الحالة الأولى. نعم.
In relation to the 30th night of Sha'ban, then if يعني the sky is clear, meaning it is not obscured, there's nothing to obscure it from smoke, from fog, and the likes, but still the Hilal is not sighted, then in that case, يعني is considered to be Sha'ban is considered to be 30 days.
أما الحالة الثانية وهي التي فيها الخلاف، إن حال دونه غيم أو قتر أي غبار، هذه الحالة الثانية، يحول بين الرؤية وبين الهلال غيم أو قتر، فهنا وقع الخلاف بين أهل العلم. نعم.
The second state is the state wherein there's a khilaf between the scholars is that if the sky is obscured by fog or dust or something that obscures seeing the hilal, then this is something which there's khilaf
الخلاف
between the people
هنا
of knowledge.
ذكر المؤلف رحمه الله، قال: وجب صومه بنية رمضان احتياطا، وهذا عند الحنابلة هو أحد الأقوال في المسألة، بمعنى أنهم يجب صيام يوم الشك. نعم.
So the statement of the author in which he mentions that it is obligatory to fast it out of precaution, he says, and this is from the statements of the Hanabila, and he meaning that it would make permissible fasting on the day of doubt. It would make it obligatory to fast on the day of doubt.
هو اليوم الأخير من شعبان الذي يشك هل هو من رمضان أو ليس من رمضان. نعم.
This is the last day of the month of Sha'ban in which it is a doubt. Is it from Ramadan or is it not from Ramadan?
الله عليه وسلم. وسلم قال: إن حال دونه غيم أو قتر فاقدروا له، واقدروا بمعنى ضيقوا عليه، ومعنى ضيقوا عليه أي تصومون، يعني ضيقوا على ضيقوا. معنى ضيقوا هذا القول الأول وهو ما ذكره المؤلف هنا، ضيقوا عليه أي ضيقوا على شعبان فاجعلوه 29 يوما وصوموا اليوم 30، وهذا القول الأول في المسألة. إذن ضيقوا عليه أي ضيقوا على شعبان فاجعلوه 29 يوما واجعلوا اليوم 30 من رمضان. نعم.
So we have the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he mentions that if something obscures the vision from clouds or dust, then faqduru lahu, meaning an estimated, meaning tighten it. And the meaning of tighten it has different different statements from the scholars. Amongst them, in the statement of the Hanabila, is that it means to fast it, meaning tighten it, meaning make Sha'ban to be 29 days and fast the next day, out of precaution that it is Ramadan. This is one meaning from the meanings of the scholars regarding the yuqala. This is well known in the madhhab of Ibn Ahmad alayhi rahmatullah.
أن إجاب الصيام يوم الشك لا أصل له في كلام أحمد ولا كلام أحد من أصحابه، وإنما المنصوص عنه أنه يجوز فطره ويجوز صيام.
Ibn Taymiyyah alayhi rahmatullah, he said concerning the obligation of fasting on the day of doubt, then there is no foundation for it in the speech of Imam Ahmed nor from his companions. Rather, what has been textually mentioned from them is that one should is not to fast it.
القول الثاني وهو قول جمهور أهل العلم وهو الصحيح أنهم إكمال شعبان 30، لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال في الحديث، والروايات يفسر بعضها بعضا، قال: فاقدروا عليه فأكملوا عدة شعبان 30. فإذا اليوم الذي يشك فيه يعتبر من شعبان ولا يعتبر من رمضان، فإذا لا يجوز صيامه.
So the second statement from the statement of the scholars, and this is the correct statement, is the statement of the majority of the ulama, is that the meaning of it is to complete Sha'ban as being 30 days. Because there comes in another narration, and some of the other narrations explain others, is that the Prophet said, alayhi as-salam, then estimate for it and complete Sha'ban as being 30 days. So therefore, the day that of doubt is doubted, is considered to be from Sha'ban, not from Ramadan. This is the statement of the Jumhur, as is the madhab of the Salaf, and likewise those who came later.
هذا هو القول الصحيح. ما ذكرنا أولا من أن الروايات يفسر بعضها بعضا، النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: فأكملوا عدة شعبان 30، وفي رواية قال: فاقدروا له 30. نعم.
So, and likewise, this is the statement of the majority of the scholars that we have mentioned. He said earlier that some of the narrations, it explains other narrations, as the Prophet said, being completed as being 30. In another narration, and estimate Sha'ban as being 30.
هذا هو الصحيح ما جاء عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من النهي عن صيام يوم الشك، كما في حديث أبي هريرة: لا تقدموا رمضان بصوم يوم ولا يومين إلا رجلا يصوم صوما فليصمه. ولحديث عمار بن ياسر قال: من صام اليوم الذي يشك فيه فقد عصى أبا القاسم. نعم.
So likewise, it is correct due to what has come from the Prophet alayhi wasallam prohibiting fasting on the day of doubt. What has come in the hadith of Abu Huraira, which the Prophet said, did not proceed Ramadan by fasting by a day or 2 days, except for a man who would normally fast and an optional fast, let him fast it. Likewise, in the hadith of Ammar ibn Yasir, who said that the Prophet alayhi, or that whoever fasts on the day of doubt has disobeyed Abu Qasim.
نبقى على شعبان ونكمل عدته. نعم.
So that which remains in this instance is considered to be from Sha'ban. So therefore, we will consider to be from Sha'ban and we count it as such.
هناك قول في هذه المسألة هو أضعف الأقوال، وهو أن معنى فاقدروا له أي اقدروه بالحساب والمنازل، أي اعملوا بالحساب. وهذا قال به أو نسب إلى مطرف بن عبد الله العمل بالحساب، أي حساب منازل القمر، وقال به أو نسب أيضا إلى ابن قتيبة، ورجحه بعض المعاصرين. نعم.
It says there's another statement in this issue which is considered to be the weakest of all of the statements. The Sani Faqduru Lahu and your estimate for it. The estimate for it means utilize mathematical calculations and utilize the lunar cycles. He said it's the statement that is attributed to Mutarrif ibn Abdullah, likewise ibn Qutayba, who and others as well as some of the modern day speakers.
لا يصح لجملة من الأسباب. أولا أن الاعتماد على الحساب لا يعرفه أكثر الناس، أكثر الناس لا يعرف منازل القمر والحساب والعمل به، فالتكليف به فيه تضييق على المؤمنين. نعم.
Well, this is not correct due to a number of reasons. Firstly, they're relying upon these mathematical calculations is something which the majority of the people are not capable of. The majority of the people don't know how to calculate and look at lunar cycles and calculate lunar cycles and the likes of this. So this is making them responsible for something which is beyond their scope.
والأمر الثاني أن السلف نقلوا الإجماع على عدم العمل بالحساب، وهذا نقله شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله وابن حجر وابن هبيرة وغيرهم من العلماء. نعم.
Second reason is that the Salaf have transmitted a consensus on the fact that these calculations are not to be relied upon. Consensus has been reported by Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn Hajar, and Ibn Hubayra, rahimahumullah.
يدل على ضعفه اختلاف أهل الحساب فيما بينهم في دخول الشهر وعدم دخوله. نعم.
Well, likewise, what indicates the weakness of this statement is that the people of these calculations differ amongst themselves. Well, just the fact that they differ amongst themselves, regarding the starting and ending of the months, it shows the weakness of this statement.
مما يدل على ضعفه قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنا أمة أمية لا نكتب ولا نحسب. والحساب هنا حساب النجوم وتسييرها. نعم.
Likewise, it shows the weakness of this statement. The statement of the Prophet والسلام, that this ummah is an ummah that is ummiyah. They are illiterate. We don't write and we don't calculations. So this, you know, and these things are based upon these calculations that the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam has said is not from our affair.
حتى من قال بالحساب من أهل العلم قالوا إذا تعذرت الرؤية، لأن الرؤية هي الأصل. نعم.
Likewise, what shows its weakness is that those who allow it from people's knowledge say that these things can be relied upon if you can't cite the hilal, meaning that the citing of the hilal is the origin.
ذكر ابن عبد البر رحمه الله تعالى أن هذا القول لا يصح لمطرف ابن عبد الله، لا تصح نسبته لمطرف. وأما ابن قتيبة فذكروا شذوذ قوله ومخالفته لأهل العلم في هذه المسألة. نعم.
Ibn Abd al-Barr, he mentioned that this statement is not correctly attributable to Mutarrif ibn Abdullah. As for it's being attributed to Ibn Qutayba, he says then this will consider to be a shad statement that is divergent from the statement of the rest of the people of knowledge.
فإذا في رؤية الهلال كما قلنا دخول الشهر الأصل هو الرؤية، والناس تبع لولاة أمورهم في بلدان المسلمين. نعم.
So therefore, as you mentioned, the origin is the sighting of the Hilal and the people they are to follow the statement of the people of those who are in authority in their Muslim lands.
وقوله هنا ويجزئ إن ظهر منه، هذا على القول بصيام يوم الشك، بمعنى أنه صام يوم الشك وهو لا يعلم هل هو من رمضان أو ليس من رمضان، فإن ظهر أنه من رمضان بعد ذلك فأجزأه، وإن لم ينوي أنه من رمضان يقينا وجزما. نعم.
So a statement in which he says, and this will suffice them if that were to become clear to him, it means that if he fasts on the day of doubt, only fasting out of precaution, and then it becomes clear to him that it actually is the month of Ramadan, that day will suffice him, even if he didn't actually intend it to be for the month of Ramadan. He was only fasting out of precaution.
في بلد لزم الصوم جميع الناس.
A statement, if it is cited within another land, and fasting is obligatory upon all of the people.
مسألة اختلاف المطالع، اختلاف مطالع الهلال. نعم.
This is, as the people of knowledge have mentioned, due to the fact that the sightings, the areas in which it is sighted, is different. And it's sighted in different places at different times.
والمسألة إذا ثبت رؤية الهلال في بلد لزم جميع أهل البلد الصيام. إذا المسألة لها شقين، الشق الأول إذا رؤي الهلال في بلد لزم جميع أهل البلد الصيام. نعم.
So the meaning of the statement is that if the hilal is sighted within a particular land, the fasting upon all other people of that land is obligatory. So therefore, the issue has two halves. Firstly, if the Hilal is sighted
المسألة
in a
الثانية،
particular
هل
land,
يلزم
all of them in
بقية
that land.
البلدان أو لا يلزم بقية البلدان؟ فيها ثلاثة أقوال. نعم.
The second half of it is that, يعني, is it obligatory upon people in other lands besides that, or is it not obligatory? And there are three statements from the scholars regarding this issue.
القول الأول قالوا أن لكل أهل بلد رؤيتهم الخاصة، وهذا قال به بعض الفقهاء كالقاسم بن محمد وسالم بن عبد الله وإسحاق وغيرهم.
First statement is that each land has its own sighting. And this is the statement of a group of the people of knowledge from Makhasim, Ibn Abdullah, Sahl, likewise Ishaq, and others.
على ذلك، وأن لكل أهل بلد رؤيتهم، ما جاء في صحيح مسلم عن كريب أن أم الفضل بنت الحارث بعثته إلى معاوية بالشام، قال فقدمت الشام فقضيت حاجتها. نعم.
It says, and what supports this, that يعني the statement that each land is to have its own sighting is what comes into Sahih from Hadith of Fadl ibn Harith, in which Muawiyah into Sham, يعني, and the people of Sham, they had their own sighting.
في رمضان وأنا بالشام فرأيت الهلال ليلة الجمعة. نعم.
So he mentioned that when he left Sham, he said that when he told the people of Medina that when I was in Sham, I saw the Hilal Laylatul Jumu'ah on Friday night.
مدينة في آخر الشهر. نعم.
And he
رقم
entered
خمسة،
Medina at the end of the month.
عباس رضي الله عنهما ثم ذكر الهلال فقال متى رأيتم الهلال؟ نعم.
So he encountered Ibn Abbas and other than them, and so they asked him, when did you all sight the Hilal there?
فقلت رأيناه ليلة الجمعة، فقال أنت رأيته؟ قلت نعم، ورآه الناس وصاموا وصام معاوية. نعم.
And so he said that I saw it on Friday night. And so Ibn Abbas asked, did you yourself see? He said, yes. And the people saw it as well. And we all fasted, and Muawiyah fasted.
لكن رأيناه ليلة السبت، فلا نزال نصوم حتى نكمل 30 أو نراه. نعم.
ابن عباس
So Ibn Abbas, he said, but we saw it on Saturday night. So therefore, we're going to continue fasting until we see it again, or until we complete Ramadan is 30.
له: ألا تكتفي برؤية معاوية وصيامه؟ فقال: لا، هكذا أمرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
We asked him, are you not going to suffice with the society of Muawiyah and those who are with him? He said, no, this is what we were taught by the Messenger of Allah, alayhi as-salam.
وهذا يدل على أن لكل أهل بلد رؤيتهم الخاصة. نعم.
And this shows that each land, and they have their own sighting of the Hilal.
لو أنه إذا رؤي في بلد لزم جميع المسلمين، وهو قول جمهور أهل العلم. نعم.
The second statement is that, يعني, if the people of a particular land who are to sight the Hilal, then all of the Muslims must fast. And this is the statement of the majority of the scholars.
صلى الله عليه وسلم: صوموا لرؤيته ولأنه أدعى إلى اجتماع المسلمين. نعم.
And so it is based upon the statement of the Prophet, fast when you see it. And this is something which does not require, and that all other people have to see it.
الثالث، وهو أقرب الأقوال إلى الصحة، أنه إذا اختلفت المطالع فحكم الجميع، أي إذا اتحدت مطالع القمر، وهذا يعرفه أهل الحساب، متى ما اتحدت المطالع وكانت واحدة لزم الجميع في الصوم والفطر، مثل الخليج مثلا إذا رأته السعودية لزم الجميع الصوم لأن مطلعهم واحد. وهذا قول الشافعي في المشهور، رجحه شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية، وقال الشيخ ابن عثيمين هو أقرب للنص والقياس. نعم.
The third statement, and this is the closest statement to being correct, it is that if there are, you know, different sightings, and if the sighting, the scope of sighting is different, then everyone within that particular scope of sighting is to fast together. So, for example, if, you know, in the Khalid, for example, and if the Hilal is sighted in Saudi, then everyone in the Khalid are to observe fasting based upon Saudi sighting, because their matala, their scope of sighting is one and the same. And this is the statement of Imam Shafi'i. Ibn Taymiyyah said that it is the strongest statement. And Ibn Taymiyyah, he mentioned that it is the closest to being what is correct and in line with the text.
والشيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله يذكر أن العمل الآن والحكم عند المسلمين راجع إلى الإمارة والحكم في هذه المسألة، فقد تكون القرى قريبة من بعضها عند الحدود، لكن هذا له رؤيته بحسب متابعته للإمام، وهذا له رؤيته بحسب متابعته للإمام. قال: وهذا أحد الأقوال عند الإمام أحمد، وبه يرفع الخلاف فلا ننزع يدا من طاعة. نعم.
So Tamimi mentioned that not today you find that the border borders of the various lands, they're different. So each land is going to have its own ruling as it relates to this issue based upon those borders. So therefore, this land, they have their leader and they follow their leader. In this land, they have their leader, they follow their leader. And this is what was mentioned by Imam Ahmed, and this is further away from khilaf and differing and schism.
قال ويصام برؤية عدل ولو عبدا أو أنثى. نعم.
The statement and one is to fast by way of the signing of the hilal by one just person, or even if he may be a slave or a
وهذه
female.
المسألة، هذه المسألة هي كم يشترط من العدد في رؤية الهلال؟ نعم.
This issue extends a specific number required for the signing of the hilal.
جمهور أهل العلم كما هو المذهب هنا أنه في دخول شهر رمضان يكتفى بشاهد واحد في الدخول، وأما في الخروج يعني برؤية شوال، هلال شوال، وبقية الشهور لا بد فيها من شاهدين، شاهدا شاهد واحد في دخول الشهر رمضان وشاهدين في خروج الشهر أي العيد.
And so, this issue, as is well known with the Hanabila, they say that for the entrance of the month of Ramadan, one witness is sufficient. One witness who witnesses the entrance of the month is sufficient. As it relates to the exit of the month of Ramadan, meaning for the entrance of Shawwal and other than that for months, then it is a requirement that one have two witnesses that have witnesses that have seen the hilal sighted for those months. So one for the entrance of
وذهب
Ramadan,
الإمام مالك
two for its
والليث
exit.
والأوزاعي إلى أنه لا بد فيه من شاهدين. نعم.
Now, the statement of Malik and Layth and others have mentioned, however, that it is a must that we have two witnesses, even for Ramadan.
جواز الاكتفاء بشاهد واحد ما جاء في حديث ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال تراءى الناس الهلال فأخبرت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فصام وأمر الناس بصيامه وهو واحد. نعم.
So, what shows the permissibility of sufficing with one is the narration of Ibn Umar, in which he mentions that the people were striving to sight the hilal. However, a man came and told the Messenger of Allah alayhi wa sallam that he saw it, and so therefore he fasted it and commanded the people to fast as well.
قال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أتشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله؟ قال نعم. قال بلال أذن بالناس فليصوموا. الترمذي رحمه الله لما ذكر هذا الحديث، الحديث فيه ضعف، قال بعد ذلك والعمل على هذا الحديث عند أكثر أهل العلم. نعم.
So a term that he mentioned, the narration of Ibn Abbas regarding the battle when they came to the Prophet alayhi wasallam, the Prophet asked him, and saw that he said that he saw the hilal. The Prophet asked him, do you testify that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah and the Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah? The man said, yes. So the Prophet said, oh, Bilal, announce to the people that they are to fast tomorrow. It turned out he said the hadith has weakness within it. However, the majority of the people of knowledge have acted upon it.
قال رحمه الله الترمذي قالوا تقبل شهادة رجل واحد في الصيام. نعم.
That he mentioned, that by way of this, we see that the testimony of one man is
بعد
accepted
ذلك
and related to
ولم
the passing.
يختلف أهل العلم في الإفطار أنه لا يقبل فيه إلا شهادة رجلين. نعم.
However, there's no difference of opinion between the scholars regarding the discontinuation of the fast. That is a must. We have the shahada of two men, testimony of two men.
قوله هنا ولو عبدا أو أنثى، معلوم أن شهادة الرجل تعدل شهادة امرأتين، ولكن مذهب الحنابلة والأحناف هنا وهو الصحيح أنه في الشهادة في دخول الشهر تقبل شهادة المرأة مثل شهادة الرجل،
So he
لأنها
mentioned.
أو لأنه خبر ديني وليس شهادة، هو أقرب للرواية مثل رواية المرأة عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تقبل ولو كانت واحدة، فهذا عاملوه معاملة الخبر الديني وليس الشهادة التي لا بد فيها من امرأتين. نعم.
So his statement, which he says, even if it may be a slave or a female, he says, it's something which is well known, is that the testimony of a man is equivalent to the testimony of two women. He says, however, what the Hanabila hold, and this is the correct statement in this issue, is that the testimony of the woman can be accepted as it relates to this issue. He says, because this is an issue that is religious, and it is not a matter of mere testimony. The Prophet alayhi wasallam, he would accept the testimony of the woman in this regard, because it is a matter of deen and not a testimony which the statement of two women is required.
قال وإن صاموا برؤية واحد أو لغيم 30 يوما ولم يروا الهلال لم يفطروا.
His statement, which he says, so if they fast due to the sighting of one individual or due to the completion of Sha'ban at 30 days due to the cloudiness such that he lies not sighted, hence they did not discontinue their fast.
ومعنى ذلك إن اعتمدوا شاهدا واحد أو صاموا والسماء غيم ثم ظهر بعد ذلك أنهم صاموا 30 يوم ولم يروا الهلال معناه أنهم أن الرؤية فيها خطأ وهنا يكملون صيامهم حتى يروا الهلال هذا هو الصحيح وأما الغيم والقتر وإكمال العدة هذا في بداية الشهر وأما في خروجه فكما ذكرنا لا بد فيه من شاهدين يروا الهلال عند ذلك يفطروا نعم
He says, so the meaning of the statement is that يعني, if one were to fast, if one were to يعني, fast as 30 days or one fast, نعم, then and due to the fact that they were not able to see the hilal, يعني, then it becomes clear to them later that يعني, that the next month had entered. Then upon this, we know by way of that the next month entering in this case يعني, is. يعني, they have erred in that calculation.
ومن رآه وحده فرد أو رأى هلال شوال وحده صام نعم
Whoever is alone assigning the Hilal, but his testimony is rejected, or he is alone assigning the Hilal of Shawwal, then he is to continue fasting.
صورة المسألة أن رجلا رأى الهلال في دخول الشهر ولكنه جاء وأخبرهم فلم يقبل قوله أو رأى الهلال في خروج الشهر ولم يقبل قوله هل يصوم أو يفطر؟ هل يصوم في بداية الشهر؟ وهل يفطر في نهاية الشهر؟ هذه هي صورة المسألة. نعم.
So the meaning of this is that if a man, for example, were to see the hilal, but he comes to the people and informs them of it, but they don't accept his testimony, or he sees the halal for the exiting of the month and he comes to the people, but they don't take his testimony, does he fast or does he not fast based upon his own sighting?
ذكر شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله في هذه المسألة ثلاثة أقوال. نعم.
Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he mentioned three statements regarding this issue.
قول الأول وهو مذهب الشافعي وقول ابن حزم أنه يصوم سرا ويفطر سرا نعم
The statement of Ash-Shafi, the first statement instead of Ash-Shafi and Abu Hazm is that he is to fast secretly and break his fast secretly.
قول الثاني قالوا إذا رأى الهلال وحده ولم يقبل قوله صام وأما في الإفطار فلا يفطر إلا مع الناس فهذا قول المشهور من مذهب أحمد كما قال هنا صام وهو قول مالك وأبي حنيفة ورجحه الشيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله تعالى نعم.
The second statement is that if he's, you know, when it comes down to fasting, then he is to fast secretly. But when it comes to breaking the fast, he is not to break the fast except with the people. It's a statement that is one of Imam Ahmad alayhi rahmatullah, and likewise, it is the statement of Ash-Shafi'i, and likewise, the statement of Abu Hanifa. الشيخ الثامن considered to be the strongest.
احتياط في الأمرين احتاط في بداية الشهر فصام واحتاط في نهاية الشهر فلم يفطر وأكمل صيامه نعم
So this statement is based upon two precautions. Firstly, precaution regarding the beginning of the month, so therefore he fast, and precaution regarding the end of the month, so therefore يعني he is not to break his fast except with the people.
القول الثاني أو القول الثالث أنه يصوم مع الناس ويفطر مع الناس وهذا جاء رواية عن الإمام أحمد واختارها الشيخ الإسلام تيمية وأيضا رجحها سماحة الشيخ العزيز بن باز وقال هذا الأظهر للدليل لقوله عليه الصلاة والسلام الصوم يوم يصوم الناس والفطر يوم يفطر الناس نعم
So the third statement is that he is to fast with the people and likewise discontinue fasting with the people. And this is one statement that has come from Imam Ahmad alayhi rahmatullah and Ibn Taymiyyah considered to be the strongest viewpoint. And Sheikh Ibn Baz said that it corresponds with the Dalil, where the Prophet said alayhi wasalam, fast along with the people when they fast and discontinue your fast along with the people when they discontinue their fast.
قال بعد ذلك وإن ثبتت نهارا أمسكوا وقضوا كمن بلغ أو أسلم أو طهرت من حيض أو نفاس أو قدم من سفر مفطرا نعم
So he said thereafter, if one comes to be from those of whom fasting is obligatory during the day, then he must withhold and make the day up, as is the case of the one who attains puberty or embraces Islam, or becomes pure from her menses or postnatal bleeding, or who returns back from traveling.
إذا علم الناس أن شهر رمضان قد دخل نهارا بمعنى أنه جاءهم رجل مسافر وقال رأيت الهلال وهم في النهار هل يصومون أو لا يصومون وهل يقضون هذا اليوم أو لا يقضون هذا اليوم؟ هذه هي صورة المسألة.
So the surah of this issue is that if a person, for example, comes to know of the entry of Ramadan during the daytime, مثلا, such as a person, he was to return from travel and he says, I sighted the hilal, and it's during the daytime. Do the people fast? Do they not fast? Do they make the day up or do they not?
إذا المسألة هنا لها صور، ذكر أولا إن ثبتت رؤية الهلال أو جاء خبر الهلال في نهار رمضان أو بلغ الصبي في نهار رمضان أو أسلم الكافر في نهار رمضان، فهل يلزمهم الإمساك وهل يقضوا هذا اليوم أو لا يقضوا هذا اليوم؟ هذه هي المسألة. نعم.
This has a number of different manifestations. One of them, for example, if it is affirmed during the daytime the Ramadan is entered, or if a person who a child attains puberty during the daytime of Ramadan, or if a disbeliever embraces Islam during the daytime of Ramadan, then must they withhold for the rest of that day? Must they make their day up or not?
والصواب في ذلك والله أعلم هو الذي رجحه شيخ الإسلام تيمية والألباني وغيرهم، أنه يمسك ولا يلزمه القضاء، وهذه مستثناة من قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من لم يجمع الصيام من الليل فلا صيام له. نعم.
So that which is correct in this issue in Allah's best, and it's the chosen viewpoint of Ibn Taymiyyah, likewise Al-Albani and others, is that he is to withhold for the rest of their day, but they are not bound to make that day up. And this is what is extracted from the statement of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that whoever does not intend to fast from nighttime, then there is no fasting for him. Or this is the exception to that rule. Whoever does not intend to fast from the nighttime, there is no fast for him.
هذا الاستثناء ما جاء في حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال لرجل من أسلم: أذن في قومك أو في الناس يوم عاشوراء حين علم بدخوله في النهار، أذن في النهار فرض قبل رمضان، قال: من كان أكل فليصم بقية يومه إلى الليل، ومن لم يكن أكل فليصم، فدل على احتساب الصوم وعدم أمرهم بالقضاء مع وجود النية في النهار. نعم.
He says that what is proof of this exception is that which has come from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding a man who had embraced Islam during his time. He said to him, announce amongst your people or command your people to fast Yom Ashura. He says, those amongst them who have eaten, then let him fast until nighttime. Those amongst them who have not eaten, let him fast until nighttime. He did not command them to make their day up.
وأما الحالات الأخرى وهي التي أفطرت لعذر، مثل المرأة الحائض أو النفساء أو المسافر الذي أفطر في سفره ثم قدم إلى بلده في النهار وأصبح غير مسافر، فهؤلاء هل يلزمهم إكمال الصوم الإمساك أو لا يلزمهم؟ أما القضاء فلازم لهم لأنهم أفطروا لعذر، وأما الإمساك فالقول هنا عند الحنابلة أنهم يمسكون، والصواب أن من أفطر لعذر فزال العذر لا يجب عليه الإمساك، بل جاز له أن يفطر.
As for the other states and conditions, puts the person, they broke their fast due to a permissible reason for them to break their fast, like the menstruating woman or the woman suffering from postnatal bleeding or the traveler who returns back during the daytime of Ramadan, then must these categories of people withhold for the rest of their day? Must they make the day up in which they have broken their fast? And as it relates to making the day up, this is a must. It's obligatory because they broke their fast due to a permissible reason. As for imsak, then the statement of the Hanabila is that he must refrain. However, what is correct? The correct statement is that they are not bound to refrain from eating and drinking, because he who breaks his fast due to a permissible reason, they may continue to eat and drink for the rest of their day. He said that the child who is capable is commanded to fast in order to accustom him to it. Commanding the children to fast is from the sunan, which is proper and befitting that we give due importance to.
جاء في الصحيحين من حديث الربيع بنت معوذ في صيام يوم عاشوراء قالت: ونصوم صبياننا ونجعل لهم اللعبة من العهن القطن، إذا بكى أحدهم على الطعام أعطيناه ذاك حتى يكون عند الإفطار، وهذا كله من باب تعويد الصبيان والتربية على العبادة والطاعات. نعم.
This is due to what has come in the two sahihs from the narration in which it is mentioned that we used to make our children to fast, and when they began to cry from hunger pains, we would give them a toy to preoccupy them until it was time to break the fast. All of that is from the perspective of accustom the children to fasting and cultivation of the children upon worship.
نعم وبهذا نقف والله أعلم صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.
And we stop here. Allah knows best. May prayers and peace be upon the Prophet Muhammad, family, his companions altogether.